Wow.
What a powerful song.
Powerful is one word. Powerful is one word.
Good evening, everybody. This is Mona and Noah Save the World, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
We have a special guest here tonight.
We do. We are very happy to introduce Jack.
He's Hello. Been on the show before.
Been on once.
And he's back.
And I
Jack
almost
is
left
back.
Because of that song, but
yeah, Jack and I were struggling. Noah was living during that song.
Such
Jack
a
and
good
I,
song.
And the lovely gentleman who has his show before us,
The Loft, from
the
six
Loft
to seven
from six
on
to seven.
Saturdays.
I think his name is Frank. If he's still here, Frank, we're sorry.
Yes.
He was just playing his artistic art music, and then we were like, "Have a nice night, sir. Here's Memory from Cats." But, okay, who wants to guess what the theme of tonight is? Who wants to guess? Listeners, we'll give you a second. Jack, do you want to reveal?
It's memories.
Yes.
Tonight, I know you're all shocked.
Tonight, we're going to be discussing memory. Shout out to my mom for suggesting this theme about 2 hours ago.
It's been a busy week.
It's been a week, but
a
my
week
mom,
I would not like to remember.
Yeah, no, yes, speaking of memory. My mom made a good point in that songs like encapsulate memories.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know the feeling of like listening to a song and being transported back and being like, I remember that. So we picked a few songs that kind of had that feeling for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we also just wanted to talk about memory in general because memory is fascinating.
Yeah, it's crazy that our brains, which are just like a bunch of cells and matter like tied together, can work to create memories and then work to make those memories lies.
Yeah.
And lie
yes.
to us.
False memory is wild. Jack, what are your thoughts?
I think it's interesting that Noah's first thought was false memories, but I totally get what you're saying, that like it is like so bizarre also like what we pick out from an event, because
mm-hmm.
like oftentimes
mm-hmm.
like what you'll remember from like an event is not even the most important thing. It will just be like some random thing that you've decided is what you're going to remember. And I think it's so interesting how our brains like pick what that's going to be.
Yeah. Wait, have you guys seen Inside Out?
Yes.
Ugh, love that movie. But that what you just said reminds me of how in Inside Out, like she has her core memories and one of her core memories is like of her hockey team lifting her up on their shoulders and like the happy emotion. If you haven't seen Inside Out, you're not going to understand. It's not worth explaining. Joy, the happy emotion is like, see her, one of her core memories is being happy. She's so happy. But then they kind of realize that like right before that, she missed because the sadness is like
she like touches it.
Yeah. And she's like, she missed the winning shot. And Joy is like, no. Like, it was a great memory. But like, it, yeah, like, because she missed the winning shot, her was like showing that her teammates supported her nonetheless. Right. So that was an important part of the memory.
And the lesson is that our life experiences don't just have to be happy. I mean,
yeah,
they can be happy and sad, and our lives are more complex than just simple emotions. And I think memory is actually a pretty great equalizer.
Ooh.
In like emotion, because we don't just remember happy things, we don't just remember sad things, we remember random,
ooh,
crazy just things all the time.
I don't know, I kind of want to push back against that, Noah.
Oh?
I don't know, because I feel like I agree with you generally, but I feel like one of the worst things is how I feel like a lot of times with relationships you kind of either only remember the good or only remember the bad. It's hard to remember the mediocre. It's hard to be like, oh yeah, that was like average, because you're either like, oh my god, like remember all the times I cried, or you're like, oh my god, like remember all the happy times, like what happened.
I think,
or maybe that's just me.
I think Mona has never had a mediocre moment in your life. She's always just at heartbreak or like getting married. Just that's the spectrum for Mona.
I mean, you're not wrong. You're not incorrect. So maybe you're right. Maybe I'm the wrong person to speak of this. I want to hear more about false memory, Noah. Tell us.
So our brain is really good at rewriting our memories. Mm-hmm. And every time we remember something, we sort of edit the like sequence of neurons that is that memory, and it is adjusted to how we remember it. So it's kind of this like feedback loop of, yes, we have this memory, but when we summon the memory into our sort of consciousness, we like add our perspectives and biases to it, and then like each time we repeat that, our memories become less accurate to the original.
Wow, that was such a scientific way of discussing it. That was amazing, because how I learned it was just your brain messes with you. But
I feel like talking about it also changes the memory.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's so true.
Like, I definitely feel like people like over embellish like memories in a certain way, and that like affects how they remember it.
Definitely.
Yeah. I just got news that a dear friend of mine is listening.
How
so
exciting.
Shout out to Ido, who was on our first ever show.
Yes, how wonderful.
Ido, I was about to text you, but I'll just tell you. I would tell you to call, but it seems like the calls haven't been working recently. So instead, you get that shout out. We love you, Ido.
Much love.
Much love. Sorry, I got distracted.
That's good.
But it was a good distraction. It was a good distraction because it was from Ido. One day we should have, Noah, one day my goal is to have a show where we bring on every guest we've ever had and just like have a guest party.
One of those guests is my sister, who's in New York.
Yeah,
my
boyfriend,
she'll come. Who lives in Philly.
And Ido, who goes to UMass Amherst.
Well,
and Maddie,
at least that's
who's
in
here.
Massachusetts.
Maddie's here.
Becca's been on.
And
it's possible.
Well, Rev and I will just be paid.
We'll
and
discuss.
Then all of those people who aren't coming from as far can just.
Did you just say you'll be paid?
Yes, we'll be paid. Rev and I will be paid.
We'll get WMFO to sponsor a flight.
That's such a good idea.
Oh no. I see it. Simon's rushing down the hill.
Oh no.
Someone's getting Thames done a lovely Saturday night.
Oh, when now we just heard the sirens.
Yep, there.
Wow.
Oh, it's probably the fire truck.
Okay, back to our show.
That was your traffic report on WMFO.
Yes, oh my god, classic. Sorry, what were we talking about? See, oh, I forget. Guys,
memory.
Oh, memory. It's fleeting.
It's fleeting.
Yeah, no, my gosh. I was looking up before we came to the show that the woman, Elizabeth Loftus, who's done extensive research on memory, and something I think is so interesting from her findings is that, like, people's flashbulb memories of, like, I was here when this important thing happened. Like, for a lot of people, 9/11, like, they're like, I'll never forget where I was during 9/11. And Elizabeth Loftus was like, I have a feeling people are going to forget. So she had them, like, right after 9/11 happened, like, wrote down, like, what they were doing, mm-hmm. and then checked in with them, like, every year and asked them, what were you doing? And people, like, completely changed their answers. Like, it was just not even remotely close to what they were doing, and they were like, I'll never forget.
And they even wrote it down at the beginning. Yeah. So, like, you think they'd really know and, like, be committed to this?
So wild.
How do we know we can even, like, oh, okay, we should begin our musical journey.
Yes.
And when we come back, we can talk about Last Thursdayism, which is sort of this philosophical belief that I think is really fun. I'll explain it.
Oh, suspense.
Right when we get back. Mona. Okay. Out of these lists of songs.
Okay, what are we starting?
Do you want to open with this one?
I can't read it.
A classic?
Oh, of course. Yeah, I don't, why is that on this list?
Because it's such a good memory.
Okay, well.
We're,
do you not have fond memories of this,
I
Mona?
Do. I have the fondest memories, and everyone, I think our loyal listeners will recognize it.
Of course.
We play it a lot.
We play
this
it
is
rather awesome.
Shake and pop.
Radio edit. Here we go. Let me.
We keep play saying this we're gonna out. Play it, and we keep not playing it. Never not a beautiful song. Never not my peak. So Noah and I were saying how we have kind of like different associations with this song now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's unpack.
Yeah.
Noah?
So that song I heard for the first time in my life during the week of Focus.
Me too.
Which was a pre-orientation. So I came to Tufts Week early, and me and Mona and our wonderful friends
aww.
All like did community service in the environment
it was
for like 3 days. It was really only like 3 days before.
It was
pretty
what?
Chill. It was
it
a
was
great time though. We play that song, we dance to it. So when I hear that song, I just like think about all those times and like the people and the places and the things we did and like coming to Tufts for the first time.
So I also think of those things, but in addition, I after Focus introduced Shake and Pop at pretty much every social event I went to, I literally met these guys at a party, and they were like, so we hear you're really into this game. Like, we hear you're really into the song. Because for those of you who don't know, Shake and Pop is a game as well.
That you play to the song.
And now I'm hosting a Shake and Pop themed party next week. Open invite. Just kidding. Not open invite. Don't come. But
Listeners,
you're not invited. No, so I guess for me, that song, it's kind of sad, but like it no longer has like such a kind of like intense emotional reaction because I like play it pretty much every weekend. And I'm sure that as an adult, a real adult, not a fake adult like I am right now, I'll listen to it and I'll be like, oh, it takes me back to my college days. But like it no longer is associated with for me for just focus. Wow. Just kind of sad. But I do think it shows how like, you know, when things are really specific, the memory is more intense because you're like, oh my God, I remember being in that place at that time and that was the song. Whereas there are some songs that like, I don't know, like are songs or objects or places where they would like, because you see them so routinely, the emotional effect is diluted. Do we feel that? Do we agree?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Yeah. I'm a big fan of like listening to a song on repeat until like it's not good anymore. So like.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
So like that, I don't know, because like I'm into it. And then after like a solid, you know, like 108 plays, I just like find no meaning. I'm not done with it, but like it's going back on the shelf for like a while.
Yeah.
And like I do that to myself repeatedly. So like I know for me, listening to a song repeatedly kind of has that same effect.
I totally agree.
Well, I promise the listeners.
Oh, I forgot.
Last Thursdayism.
Sorry, listeners, for leaving you in suspense.
I briefly explained it to Mon and Jack over the song. And so, for anybody who doesn't know, Last Thursdayism is sort of this sort of philosophical belief slash kind of like worldview thing. And it's the idea that we were all created this past Thursday. And we haven't existed, I guess, today's Saturday for more than Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So for these 3 days, we've existed, and everything before that, all of our memories, all of our like childhoods, is just these implanted memories in our brain, and like we've just been like created literally 3 days ago, or whenever last Thursday was, kind of.
Okay, so Jack and I were like,
I've had this idea explained to me before.
Oh, like, okay.
Because. I spend a little bit of time with Noah. And, like, I do not like this idea.
I hate it.
Because not only because, like, it makes me uncomfortable.
So uncomfortable.
But just because,
so
like, uncomfortable. It's, like, definitely just a thing that someone was like, oh, what kind of, like, philosophical experiment
yes,
can I do? And
Jack.
They just came up with some nonsense.
Yes.
And were like, last Thursdayism. And then Noah was like, let me tell you. And so, like, I think it's interesting, but I feel like it has, like, no practical use. Like,
so
if that makes sense.
I agreed with you, but then Noah did bring up a good point, which was, what was the point, Noah?
If the whole world was created last Thursday, like, you can easily sort of let go of your past and very much live in the moment and be like, I don't know if any of my past mattered, but what I'm doing now matters because this is what I have knowledge of and experience of. So, like, I'm going to commit to doing the things now that, like, make me happy. So it's a very hedonistic philosophy, kind of, and that, like, pleasure is the ultimate, like, thing we should be seeking in life.
Interesting.
And, I mean, I think it has its...
Does anyone believe that, though?
Why not? People believe crazy things, Mona.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's very true.
I mean,
interesting.
There's no way to disprove it, kind of, because.
Well, according to my dad, wasn't I telling you this? My dad claims that they've officially. He can correct me if I'm wrong. They've officially.
I would
like
to learn more about this.
They've officially disproved the idea that we're all just living in a simulation, and my dad was saying, he was like, "How do you like officially scientifically disprove that?" But apparently, they found some way to disprove it. So, maybe it holds true for Last Thursdayisms, too.
I mean, it would be convenient for a artificial intelligence simulation to, like, just create histories for us instead of actually, like, simulating all of that and having huge memory banks.
I didn't understand that. That was beyond me.
But there's no reason for it.
Who knows why we're in a simulation? We don't know the
purpose. But, like,
there's
no reason to suggest that we would be. So, like, positing the idea that we are is, like, fine. But, like, saying something that you can't disprove doesn't mean, like, oh, it's, like, plausible.
True. And this, I guess from a philosophy perspective, this idea is shot down by philosophers because there's this principle, Occam's razor, that whatever thing requires the least assumptions is more likely to be true.
Ooh.
And so, I think that's what Occam's razor is.
I believe it. Just butchering this situation. It sounded great. Jack and I completely 100% believe it. So
maybe I'm creating false memories. We'll see.
We'll see.
But because it takes quite a few assumptions to assume that, like, we've only existed since last Thursday and there's some supreme being that has input these memories into our mind and, like, everything is made up and we have not been alive for more than 3 days is pretty crazy. So it's probably more unlikely that we have actually been alive.
That's really comforting. I'm really glad to know that.
Glad to know.
There's like a 98% 3 days old that you are older than 3 days.
Great. Let's talk about objects that carry memories. Because, like, I feel like I was saying at dinner that I feel like almost an emotional hoarder because, like, a lot of objects for me carry, like, memories and emotional significance. So then I just, like, can't let them go because I'm like, but, like, that, you know, reminds me of XYZ, blah, blah, blah. So it's not even about the object. It's just about the memory.
And the time you feel that most, that emotional connection, is probably when someone's like, you should get rid of this.
Yeah,
it means so much.
And it's like, do you ever really think about it? No, but, like, in that moment you do.
You see it, like, once every 18 months and have a nice memory. And, like,
but isn't that worth it then?
Well, again, but then part of me is like, okay, you know, especially with, like, I don't know, like, I have a bunch of, you know, like, notes that I passed in middle school. Ugh, passing notes, TBT. But, you know.
I never
and did. I, like, really, oh, guys, of course I spent all of my classes just sitting there passing notes, gossiping, like, classic me. But, no, so, like, I have all these notes, but then I'm like, this is what is constructing my memories of middle school. And, like, same with journal writing. I can't get into journal writing because I'm always like, anything I write down, like, that becomes my memory. Like, that becomes, but then I'm like, is it better to have nothing at all? I don't know. Thoughts, journals.
See,
journals, like, scare me.
That sort of makes me think about, like, taking pictures. And I hate taking pictures because, as you were kind of explaining earlier, like, when you take a picture, like, that's what you remember. And, like, you remember the picture and not the moment.
Yeah.
And snacks. If something's meaningful to me, like, I'll just remember it. Hopefully. Maybe I won't. And if I don't, then I guess it didn't mean that much.
Like, I just had that feeling sometimes. Like, this is so weird. But, like, sometimes I just, like, lay awake at night and I think, like, oh my God, like, there's all these things that I'm, like, forgetting. Like, there's all these, like, there's all these memories that at the time were so emotional and, like, significant. And now I just, like, don't know what they are.
Yeah.
And I'm like, maybe if I'd kept a journal.
I mean, I do think pictures are, like, valuable, though, to, like, not only just because, like, you want your pictures, but, like, to show, like, others, like, what you did. Like, when you have kids, you're going to want to, like, be able to show them, like, and, like, it gives them then a frame in which to, like, view the memory that you're telling them.
That's so true.
Like, whenever, like, my mom tells me about anything from the 80s, I just imagine her ridiculous hair, and I'm like, well, how did you get a husband? But.
Jack, I love Jack.
But, like, it helps. It, like, does legitimately, like, help put, like, others in that frame. So, like, almost as, like, a sharing mechanism, it's very helpful.
That is actually a great segue.
Yeah, I know.
Into our next song on this memorial journey.
Speaking of a walk down memory lane, one might say.
Well, ooh. I was going to say, speaking of journeys, I'd like to play for everybody.
Yes.
Don't Stop Believin'.
Yes.
Because it has different memories for different people. Different generations.
Oh, we're ready to unpack. There's a lot to unpack. For now, enjoy it.
Yes. Enjoy, as I'm sure every single person will.
It's impossible not to.
This is Don't Stop Believin' by Journey, as I'm sure you all know.
Took the midnight
classic. What can I say?
It's not really a classic.
It's a classic.
It's just a song everybody knows.
Which makes it, isn't that like the definition of a classic?
Hold on.
It's not. I would rather listen to like actual classical music than that. I actually,
there's such a difference between a classic and classical music.
I don't like Don't Stop Believin'.
Really?
I've just heard it too many times in my life. It is devoid of any meaning. I have no fond memories of it.
That's like what we were talking about when you hear it too often.
Yeah, exactly that is the situation.
I feel like I have very specific memories of it. Well, okay, well, but Well, what we were talking about with the generation thing, basically one day, like, I remember at a camp I did, there was like a lip sync battle. We love little children. So this was like every year one of the lip sync battle songs, of course. And I remember like I came home from camp and I was singing it and my dad was like, "Are you singing Don't Stop Believing by Journey?" And he was like, he was so confused. And he was like, "That's a song from like when I was in high school. Like, what are you doing singing it?" And it turned, and you know, I think Glee is what, I think it was on Glee and then it exploded from there. But it is funny that it kind of has these two peaks of like the 70s and then like, I would say like five-ish years ago was it's suddenly it.
I feel like 2010 maybe.
Wasn't that 5 years ago? Oh my God, that's like 10 years ago.
That's 9 years ago,
I
Mona.
Meant, oh my God. When I said 5 years ago, I was thinking 2010.
Yeah, time is broken.
Insane. That's crazy. Okay, so I guess a decade ago.
Why are we so
Because
old?
I was in camp. Yeah, I was like 9. I'm shook.
Please note, none of us are 20.
Oh my God.
We're all elderly. It's fine.
Yeah. So basically, I lost my train of thought. Oh, so yeah, it has different associations for different generations, but it's funny that like both our generation and our parents' generations have a memory associated with it. And Noah said something so funny, which was how every chorus sang this. And you think I don't remember my middle school chorus singing this. You don't think I remember the soloists, which they both turned out to be influences in my life in high school. Maybe not for the best, but that's okay. But like, I remember so clearly. I remember singing, "Shine, shine, shine your light," feeling so cool.
Is that the alto section?
No, that's
soprano,
like
soprano for sure.
In middle school, I was both.
Oh, middle school.
Middle
singing.
School.
Versatility, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's what you get with
back when I was a soprano, too.
Aww.
Oh, middle school. Back when our voices could do things.
Are you kidding? My voice, no. My voice now is far superior to middle school.
Ooh, speaking of memories. Okay, so like how we were talking about different generations having like different meanings with songs.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone see Happy Feet when it came out?
Of course.
Yes. And so you know how like every song in that is from like somewhere between 1970 and 1985?
Fair.
Like my mom, like that was her bop.
Aww.
That was like, we were in the movie theater. I was like, this is fine. And she was like having a great time. And like, I just think it's interesting how when like music like that comes, like Don't Stop Believing comes back up, like people get very excited because they're like, this has connotations for me.
Ooh.
But then kind of we're sitting there like, oh, this is just like a new song. So like all of those songs will be associated with like a penguin dancing for me, but like it has much deeper meaning for her, for example.
Interesting.
I don't want to derail this, but Happy Feet is a traumatic movie.
What? What? It's so good.
I think it introduced me to the concept of pollution. Because do you remember
this? It's dark.
It's so dark.
What?
Do you remember the penguin with like the like plastic rings around its neck?
No?
And it's like dying and it's being like tortured by like a seal maybe or other penguins.
That's true. It just it's like it's what? Like, oh, this is
do
like
not show
movie.
Your kids Happy Feet. It is,
I do not remember that. I remember them singing and dancing.
It is that, and then it's like
it lures you in with that.
It lures you in with that. All I remember is,
do you think the movie had no conflict? The conflict was like, we're destroying the oceans, these penguins
what?
Are dying. It's
no,
all
the
our
conflict
fault.
Was that he could dance, but all his family could sing.
Yes, but on his journey
sing.
To self-discovery, traumatic things
that
happen.
I just
true.
Do not remember this at all. I'm worried.
You're a lucky one.
I do not ever want to see Happy Feet again.
Really?
It's just what I'm remembering.
And I remember them, all the penguins singing Somebody to Love.
Yeah, at the end. That's the end.
Somebody to
Love. Wait, is that the beginning?
I don't know.
Because the mom penguin could dance, but then all the...
I thought he was.
This
is
enough talking about Happy Feet. A bad movie.
So traumatic memory, not a positive memory. Wait, that's okay. That actually does tie in.
Because we forget. Oh, we can't forget.
No, yeah. I'm thinking more how movies, when you, like, a movie that you were scared of in your childhood, you just can't go back to. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't matter how not scary it actually is. Oh, you're traumatized.
I can't watch the music video to Thriller by Michael Jackson.
Oh, I watched that's when not I was surprising.
Like
six,
and when his eyes go yellow, like, I still can't handle it.
I know, exactly. But think about it. Like, it's the memory. It's not the, the memory of fear. It's not, like, any rational fear.
Right. Exactly.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. I feel like this kind of ties into the song that I put on here, kind of.
The first song,
the song All of Me by John Legend. I can't listen to it without deeply cringing, which is what I'm about to do for the sake of the listeners. So, listeners, I'm going to cringe along with you, and we're going to
find out why.
We're going to find out why after the song.
Wow. I'm
getting curled up into a little ball thinking about how I'm about to listen to this song. It makes me so... No, it's good. I'm really excited.
Well...
We love you, John.
John Legend. We love you. I guess. I feel like John Legend is fine. Okay. All of Me by John Legend.
Amazing.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. How many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse. My worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your
I don't know. I feel like you lose when you listen to that song. You're not winning.
We all like dislike that song, and yet we still were like, sure, we can listen to this.
Well, let me tell you my sob story with that song. I think that song played at like an 8th grade dance where my crush did not dance with me, and I never forgot it.
It's like the eighth grade dance song.
Yeah. And like, I'll never forget, I don't know why I remember this so clearly. I'll never forget in 8th grade, whatever. I don't even remember the dance. Like, I don't even remember the original memory.
Because that's not what matters. What matters is the things that we are like, this is the memory I have of this.
Yeah, so what I remember is in like eighth grade, going to a store with my parents and that song playing and me having such an emotional reaction and being like, oh, this reminds me of my heartbreak for someone I'd never dated. And I just remember standing in that store being like, this song brings me back to my pain. And
the
like,
Sears, like her dad's yeah.
Like for sure. But like now when I think of that, like it just, of course, because of course, you know, like now I think my definition of heartbreak is different. And I'm sure 10 years from
We've
now, it'll still be
people.
Different. Like I'm sure 10 years from now when I listen to songs I associate with heartbreak today, I'll be like, lol, no. But like, yeah, now when I listen to that song, I just am like almost confused. Because on the one hand, part of me wants to be like, heartbreak. And then most of me is like, yeah, that really wasn't heartbreak.
Get over yourself.
Like, absolutely, it was not heartbreak by any measure of the term. So I guess my point is, yeah, for me, that song, it's like, it's not even like it's like a developmental stage frozen in time, like frozen in that song. Like, like I never feel like I felt in eighth grade, but when I listen to that song, I like not regress, but I'm like reminded of like being in that stage that I've now grown
awful.
Out of.
It's awful.
Oh, it's so like, bad.
It's so bad. Middle school is a horrible time for everyone.
Yeah. My middle school was so fine.
Really?
I had
mine
such
was
a,
fine.
Like, cool, relaxed, just all right middle school.
I didn't realize how terrible middle school was until I got like out of it and I looked back at myself and I was like, what are you doing? But like,
I feel like that's really what it is.
You don't realize how bad it is.
At the time, you're like, this is fine. And then in retrospect, you're like, oh.
So many mistakes were made.
So just, ugh.
Well, if you don't want to make a mistake, I have something for you to
This is
remember.
A good PSA. This is a good one.
The Tough Standing Workers Picket is Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday, from 4:30, March 5th, Tuesday, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Carmichael Dining Hall, which is 200 Packard Ave. It is hosted by Tough Standing Action Coalition and Unite Here, the union, which the dining hall workers are under. And see the Facebook page, the Tough Standing Action Coalition Facebook page, for more details. It's a great cause. You can support people who are trying to fight for their health care. They completely deserve it. They're all wonderful people. Without them, I would literally be starving right now.
That's
and not have food.
So true. So
These
true.
People
literally feed us.
Certainly need health care, and we certainly should fight to give it to them. So that's March 5th, Tuesday, from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. outside of Carmichael Dining Hall.
Ooh,
bring you, summer. Yourself, your friends, everyone you know. It's going to be fun. It's the first ever picket on Tufts campus. So
what?
Be a part of history.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Is it?
Picket. I mean, a picket
What's
is a very specific type of
it
protest.
Is?
Yeah.
Can you explain for us not woke people?
So, like, a picket
I it was
line?
Just like a protest.
I mean, yeah. I mean, most protests on Tufts campus are marches. In the history, people have occupied buildings to punishment from the administration. But a picket specifically is when you all sort of line up and you refuse to budge and you have signs that are saying what your cause is for and you're. You are at the place that sort of injustice is being done, kind of, and you, like, are, you're, like, saying what you need, and, like, you're not moving until you get it.
This is, like, what we picture, like, in front of, like, a factory.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. Like a picket fence.
Yes.
Oh.
This line of people that...
And, like, someone throws a brick at a scab, and then, like, the police come in and beat you all to death.
Not at Tufts.
Not today. That will not be happening on Tuesday.
That will not be happening on Tuesday.
Very simple.
Okay, I want to hear the story behind your guys' song.
Would you have, Noah's is less painful. No, not less painful, but like...
You have different stories behind the song?
Yeah.
Wait, All of Me by John Legend?
No.
Fernando,
your
right?
Song?
Oh, this song.
What were you thinking about?
I thought we were talking about Shut Up and Dance With Me.
Which is a great
very
song.
Very painful memories. Very great song. Can't listen to it. I'll turn it off if you're near me.
Interesting.
But Noah and I both have very good memories of this song. Noah, would you like to tell the
Sure. Memories are so much more than just like an image and like sounds in your mind.
Mm.
It truly is an emotional like situation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So just thinking about this song, Fernando by ABBA, we me and my boyfriend listened to it after we kind of ditched our high school prom because they would not play any slow songs. Yeah. And also, we were stolen prom king. We should have been prom kings. I'm not salty.
Yeah, no, we're not salty at all. Just put like the only gay couple as both options for king only. You
know? Even though Jack was nominated to be prom queen and they switched him onto the king list.
Yeah.
We're very frustrated, yeah, we're very Mona.
Okay.
So after not winning, like true good sports, and we left.
Amazing.
No, we stayed a little longer.
But then we...
But they didn't play any slow songs because there was a bad DJ. Because it was a high school DJ.
And so we lived in Dover, Delaware at the time, which is like no more than like 8 miles from the ocean at any point. So we...
Amazing.
We drove out to this little like not necessarily like a beach where you're going to dump a body, but also not a beach that has a boardwalk.
Okay.
And... So we parked there and we went out onto the beach and I just like turned Fernando on my phone, you know, like in my pocket.
I love that song.
And we just like danced around on the beach. We listened to like a couple more songs, but like Fernando
just
is the principal.
All
song.
ABBA songs.
Oh, we love ABBA.
It was so lovely and it was very like dark and like secluded and just, it was a very nice experience, but like, I think, like, as Noah will agree, the emotional connection that we have with the song is, like, much more important than, like, the actual memory.
And
Wait, I feel like we need to unpack that.
We definitely can, because it's a song that can be enjoyed at any time.
Okay, wait. So you're saying that the emotion, like, the memory, the memory was great, was almost better than the event itself?
Not better, but looking back, I think, like... all of the like emotions that are tied into that and all of the like thinking about how like good of almost like thinking about how good of a decision that was, because like your parents would not have been okay with that, but we just kind of did it.
Sorry, Noah's parents.
It's almost better like looking back, because like you have not only that like emotion, but you're also like proud of yourself for making that decision.
Yeah, it really was like, I almost did feel like I was in a movie.
Aww.
And I was like ditching my prom, and like before I had always like told my parents everything, and I was like, I'm just gonna do this because I sort of really care about it and I want this very special thing. And I was definitely nervous, and you're like, come on, let's do it.
Yeah, I kind of just like, I was driving and I was just kind of like, well, I already made the left, so we're not going home. Like,
but then it was, I think I'll probably just remember that forever. It
aww.
Was just, it was so, it nice. Was
okay, I have some thoughts, but let's play the song and then we'll get to my thoughts.
This is Fernando by ABBA.
Shining
Oh, beautiful, especially with that beautiful story. But something you said reminded me. Do you guys feel this? Sometimes I feel like when I need to make a decision, I think, okay, what am I gonna like remember more? Like if it's a decision between like doing my homework and going out somewhere.
A good way to make bad decisions.
But you know, like, okay, a good example is once I was like, it was like that time we went sledding in November. It was actually my birthday. But I was like in my room and I was like, okay, I'm in my room. I'm just going to go to bed, blah, blah, blah. But then I was like, no, like if I go sledding, I'm going to remember that. Like that's going to be such a good memory. So I made my decision based off of
the future
like,
memory.
Yeah. But based off, it's almost like a ratio, it's almost like cost benefit analysis. Like the benefit is the memory and the cost is like whatever. But
do you think you really remember, how much do you remember more though? Like making the decision to go sledding or actually sledding?
No, actually sledding.
Actually sledding?
Also making the decision, but...
Isn't it crazy that those two things, like you have memories of both?
Yeah.
It's crazy to me how like, I know there's so many things that I don't remember, but if there's any specific thing I want to remember, then I can remember it, kind of. If that makes any sense.
No, I feel like there's so many things I can't remember.
Really? Like, Name something that you can't remember, though.
How?
Oh, I see what you're saying. No. But like
when you want to remember...
No, but once one of my friends, I was really like, oh my God, this friend of mine is like not very emotional. And I was telling her, I was like, we have all these... I was like, because we've been friends for a really long time. And I was like, think about it. Like, there are all these things we did in middle school. Like, there are all these like memories. We didn't record them in any way. We didn't keep track of them. And she was just like, she just kind of looked at me and she was like, well, we'll make new memories. Like, we're still friends, aren't we?
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was very sweet. I mean,
but when friends just naturally fade out and you're like there's some friends who I've spent a lot of time with and then they sort of just faded out of my life.
No, yeah.
And then like,
absolutely.
They're just kind of gone.
I know. Oh my God. I think about it a lot. A lot. But interesting.
I feel like this has been a slightly music heavy episode. I don't know.
Is that
maybe average?
Bad?
I don't think
we
so.
We love that.
We do love music.
Well, part of it is, you know, we're, you know, so how songs do hold.
Yes, that's
they
part
hold
of our
memory.
This is our musical journey as well as just a sort of philosophical and emotional and all those things.
Well, I feel like I want to get to our last two songs. I want to have time for both.
Yeah, so we need to start.
So we're going.
Right now.
We're going.
The clock is up. Well, you know, we've been talking throughout this episode about how some memories are good, some are not so good, but we can say thanks for the memories, even if they weren't so good.
And I know this song isn't the happiest in memories, but to all the friends who maybe are fading away, and maybe everyone can reflect on this, to all the people in our lives who once were and now really are no longer.
Oh.
Maybe a sort of nostalgic thanks for the memories in a in a nice way.
A tribute. I think I'm going to text some people I don't like and be like, thought of you. I'm kidding. Sorry.
Mona would do that.
I would not. Just play the song, Noah. Play the song.
This is Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy.
Gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is? If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the keys. Oh,
That was great.
I agree.
That was a memory, and it was about memories, and
we've come full circle.
It's good. And it's just, you know, it's about like learning and growing, and it's like acknowledging that even if something wasn't the best, you learned from it, and like,
yeah, sort of live life without regrets.
Yeah. We love it when Fallout Boy gets deep. We love that.
It's crazy that that's Fallout Boy. That's so weird to me.
I know,
me.
It is kind of crazy. Like, Fallout Boy is just crazy in general.
I guess.
A little wild.
I feel like that's not our scene.
Not our scene. Not our scene at all. Actually, like,
Yeah, everybody listens to Fallout Boy.
Everyone listens to Fallout Boy. Okay, Jack, it's your time to shine.
Oh, am I doing the outro?
You're doing it. You're doing it.
All right, it's that thing on the
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
All right, fantastic. This has been No One Mona Save the World featuring Jack.
And yes.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Amazing. Yeah, I heard it, Noah. I know.
Everybody thinks it should
not
be Noah and Mona Save the World.
Not everybody.
I actually support Mona and Noah Save the World. I think it flows better.
I agree.
We also have Mona and Noah Save the World as our Instagram, so it's a
which
bit late to change it.
m.n.s.t.w. It's a lot. We're trying our best.
Yeah, you can follow. I really do not care about social media, but
well, I do because I made it and I want it to be validated.
But every week, as Mona and I meet up over dinner to talk about the show that we're about to do, we will post
a little
a picture
like reminder.
Like, hey, listen in.
This isn't an hour. Haha.
Exactly.
Okay, we have such a wholesome last song for you guys.
We
so
do.
Wholesome.
Is it wholesome?
Not really. But
I think it's kind of sad.
It's sad. It actually is sad, but like it's wholesome sad. So we're going to leave you with that.
Yeah.
This was great. Thank you so much for coming, Jack.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Amazing.
Very
inspiring.
Fun memories of all of this.
Thanks for the memories. And they were good.
Yes.
So yeah, we don't want, you know, we want you to remember our show. We don't want you to forget it. Don't, you know, don't forget about me. Don't you forget about me.
We're just killing it today.
Don't you? Okay. Have a beautiful week, everyone.
This is Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. My way.